And now, in luck, we are starting the 13th chapter of the story of Reb Moshe from Poznan and his family from Sefer HaZichronos. We're up to the part when Reb Moshe took care of the situation with the galochim who broke the getchke, and he told one of the galochim was, that he was the one himself that did it, one of the most big troublemakers for the Eden. And then we started to hear the story of Reb Moshe's daughter.
That's why he did it.
Why did he do it?
Because he just wanted to get the Yidden in trouble.
That's right, he wanted to get money from the Yidden. And now we're up to the part where Reb Moshe meets Kaddish. Now we said Reb Moshe was against Kabbalah, and Reb Baruch Batlin was very for Mekubal. And Reb Moshe's family was friendly with Reb Baruch's family in many different ways. And one day, Reb Moshe came to visit Reb Yehuda Shmuel the Parush, and he saw how Reb Yehuda Shmuel, who was already very weak and couldn't learn himself, but he would listen to what other people learned. He had a very long argument with a young bacher, and in the argument, the young bacher was just 19 years old. He won the great guy in Reb Yehuda Shmuel, the Parush. Reb Moshe was very nispoil, and he was also nispoil. Not only was he smart, he also was humble. And he didn't scream during the argument, he didn't get too overly excited, and he didn't walk around feeling all proud of himself. He wasn't a balgaiva. After the argument, he went back to his place and continued to learn. So Reb Moshe was very interested in this young man, and he found out who he was. He said this was Reb Baruch's nephew. His father was Reb David Mekubal, and he was the nephew of Reb Baruch Batlin. A few days later, Reb Moshe again made Bikur Chaylim by Reb Yehuda Shmuel the Parush. And he was very, very weak now. He was much weaker than before. And he barely was taking part of the learning of the people around him. Now, Reb Moshe didn't come only to visit Reb Yehuda Shmuel. He also came for another reason. He went over to Kaddish, who was learning with his cousin Binyamin, the son of Reb Baruch Batlin. And they were talking about a certain piece of Gemara, a certain sugya. Reb Moshe, who was a Talmud Chacham, mixed in, he started to also talk about it, and they all three of them spoke together, and Reb Moshe was very impressed with how they knew so well. Reb Moshe kept coming to visit this Beis HaMedrash more times, and every time he would talk to the two young boys, Kaddish and Binyamin, and he was mamish excited by them. He felt he was very, very attracted to them, and he was very, very nispoil how they were such big Talmid Chachamim. And one day, Reb Moshe had a discussion with his wife, Sarah. He said, "My dear wife, it's time to find a shidduch for our..."
What's the real name of the chapter?
The name of the chapter is Two Shidduchim. It's the time to find a shidduch for our only daughter, Perel. Fredel. Reb Moshe said, "I'm not sure. There's two people that I think could be a good shidduch. One is Kaddish, and one is Binyamin. They're both..." And they were both very, very, very smart, and he liked them both very much. But he was a little bit worried about Binyamin. Why was he worried? Because he knew that Binyamin is Reb Baruch Batlin's son. Reb Baruch Batlin is a Mekubal. That's true. Reb Moshe knows Reb Baruch very well, and he actually respects him. He knows that he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's also rich. But at the end of the day, he is a chassid of Reb Yael Baal Shem. Reb Moshe doesn't respect Reb Yael Baal Shem. And he's also against Kabbalah, so how could he make a shidduch with the son of someone who's so into Kabbalah? But Kaddish, Reb Moshe, sneaking to himself and talking to his wife, he's different. It's true that his father was a Mekubal. He was they called him Reb David the Mekubal, and he was one of the residents. There's another whole story which we'll talk about in Mirtz Hashem another time. There was a place called Eretz Achaim. It was like a little village outside Poznan, which had a bunch of Mekubalim that lived there, and they learned that they also worked. They had like fields and you know, vegetables and things like that. So he lived there, and he was also Reb Baruch's brother. But he wasn't as big as a Mekubal as Baruch. And Reb Moshe also knew, and Reb Moshe knew that Kaddish himself was also a little bit into Kabbalah. But he said, "Listen, his father is not no longer alive, so he doesn't have his father can't influence him, and so we could, you know, maybe if he becomes my son-in-law, yeah, I could take him away from the way of Kabbalah." So, but Binyamin, his father is alive, and Binyamin, you know, his father is into Kabbalah, so there's less chances. And so he, from the two of them, Reb Moshe chose Kaddish. He said, I think we should make a shidduch with Kaddish. Kaddish, we should ask Kaddish if he wants to marry our daughter Freidel. Sarah agreed with her husband's decision. And she said, oh, that's very, you should know. I know Kaddish's mother very well, Tzivia. She's a real tzaddikus. But, she said, my dear husband, don't think that Kaddish is gonna want to be supported by you. I know very well from his mother that the young man is planning to go on his own way in life. And neither is he planning to leave his mother's house, you know, when he gets married. And you should know, actually, that Tzivia doesn't need tzedakah. She doesn't need help to support the family. Her son and whoever is going to be his wife. She makes plenty of money from her work. So, but these things didn't change Reb Moshe's mind. And within a few months, Taka, Kaddish became engaged with Kaddish, the only son of Tzivia d'Almana, became engaged. That's Kaddish, right? Similar. We also, there's something called Kaddish that we say Kaddish. That's right. Yeah, well, soon we'll see why Kaddish was named Kaddish. We'll find out about it soon. And the Moshe, and they made the Shidduch, and there was a big celebration. I'll tell you soon.
This chapter?
We'll see. This chapter, next chapter. Reb Moshe promised a big nadin that'll give a lot of money to Kaddish. Reb Moshe promised the young couple a big nadin, and they also made up, just like Sarah already knew, that Kaddish and his wife, Freidel, are going to live in Tzivia's house. They'll live together, because Tzivia was an almana, and her son didn't want to leave her alone. He wanted her to stay with them together. And instead of living in Reb Moshe's house, Reb Moshe gives the couple a nice big amount of money that's going to be enough for the parnasa for many years. They won't have to work. Now, Freidel, who knew how to sew, she became a helper. She started to help her mother-in-law. She worked together with her. She was also a seamstress.
She sews she's gonna...
And Kaddish continued to learn Torah, Mishkida, Basmada. And for a while, he continued to learn with his cousin, Binyamin. But it came time for Binyamin also to get married. And everyone was wondering about what kind of shidduch Reb Baruch Batlin is going to make for his son. Reb Baruch is so rich and such a big landin. And his son Binyamin is such a smart, good boy. And you could probably get the best shidduch, the richest family, the biggest yichus. And there were lots and lots of shadchanim coming to Reb Baruch the whole time with all different ideas for shidduchim. And even from far away, not just in the city, from other cities from far away. Because people knew about Binyamin very, very far away. Reb Baruch did not say anything to anyone who didn't agree. Reb Baruch knew that he had to ask someone. And that someone was Rabbi Yehiel Baal Shem. So, Reb Baruch made a special trip to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehiel Baal Shem, to find out who he should make a shidduch with for his son Binyamin. Now, before we go into the story of the shidduch of Binyamin, let's talk a little bit about the story of Kaddish. Yeah, remember we said Kaddish became the son-in-law of Reb Baruch, of Reb Moshe.
Where do you find it?
And he married Freidel. So it was Kaddish. So, Mirza Hashem, we're going to say the story of Kaddish in the next chapter, and then the next chapter we're going to say the story, the very interesting story of the special shidduch that ended up happening with Binyamin. And for now, Gute Nacht, and Mirza Hashem, in the next, Mirza Hashem, continue the next chapter. Gute Nacht, Mashiach now.